I'm Arun Venugopal, and this is The Takeaway. Across the country, millions of miles of waterways may now be more vulnerable to pollution as a result of a new rule from the Trump administration. Last Thursday, the Environmental Protection Agency and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers finalized a policy gutting federal protections for smaller bodies of water like streams and wetlands. Larger waterways like the Mississippi River will continue to be protected. The new rule is just the latest attempt by the Trump administration to chip away at environmental regulations in the U.S., which we've been following here on The Takeaway. For more on this, we're joined by Blan Holman, senior attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center. Blan, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Glad to be with you, Arun.
Simply put, what is the impact of this new rule?
It's a major, major reduction in protection for the United States. More than half the streams in the U.S. are now at risk of increased contamination. And in the South, we're putting at risk drinking water supplies for 32 million Americans.
Under this policy, what types of waterways are still protected and which ones are now vulnerable to pollution?
As you mentioned, the view of the administration seems to be that the United States government should only protect the largest streams, so the Hudson River, the Mississippi River, and that the upstream tributaries really should not be protected by the national government. And it's a little bit like saying you want to protect your heart, but you don't care what happens to the capillaries, the arteries, and the veins. And, you know, there's famous sayings about what runs downhill. Water runs downhill, and certainly pollution with it. So if your concern is the Mississippi River and these large water bodies, you need to be concerned with what is happening upstream.
So what sort of pollutants are we talking about here?
The heart here is the Clean Water Act. So the Clean Water Act was enacted in 1972, and it, for the first time, established basically a shield over our waters in the United States. And the way it works is you can't pollute into streams and wetlands and rivers unless you have a permit. And to get a permit, you have to clean up your waste. So be it, toxics or sewage. So this applies to all kinds of pollution, and they're shrinking the shield. To take an example would be in the news, there's been a lot of discussion of things called PFAS or PFAS, polyfluoroalkyl substances. These are substances that are human-made chemicals that are showing up in drinking water across the country with very serious health effects. You need a program to require polluters to clean that up before they're discharging into creeks and streams. You need to control it at the source if you're concerned about drinking water. And that's exactly the kind of discharge that would be unregulated by the federal government if this rollback sticks.
And what is the Trump administration's justification here?
It's an ideological theory that the national government has no business protecting smaller streams and wetlands and should only concern itself with big rivers that you could put a steamboat on. It's kind of an old world view of what the national government should be doing, and it disregards science entirely.
So how long have these protections been in place?
Through multiple administrations, Bush administrations, Clinton administration, Reagan administration, Nixon administration. So this isn't just undoing recent protections. It's going back to the 1970s and removing protections we've had for decades.
The Clean Water Act was passed during the Nixon era, and President Nixon, as I understand, initially vetoed it. But were congressional Republicans more likely to support environmental policies back then?
I think so. And back then, what you were seeing was the result of inaction. The Cuyahoga River in Ohio had caught on fire because of pollution. And so Congress acted understanding we needed a national approach to a national problem. And so for this administration to say, hold on a minute, let's leave it to the states to pick this up. Really, that's what Congress meant to fix. The states weren't doing the job. And certainly down here in the South, we understand the states are hamstrung by small budgets and a lack of political will sometimes. So we need the national floor.
Who does this new rule help?
I think it's the bone being thrown to fossil fuel industry. People running the EPA are former fossil fuel lobbyists. So it's no surprise this would help them.
Are there specific regions or types of communities that'll be more affected than others?
Sure. I'll give an example down here in Charleston, South Carolina. We've got repetitive flooding in a part of our city where the city is buying out homes that have been flooded repeatedly. This rollback will allow developers to fill wetlands upstream, and wetlands absorb floodwaters. An acre of wetlands can absorb 1 million gallons of floodwater. This lets them fill more easily those wetlands, which means more floodwaters downstream, which means more damage and more wreckage to people's lives.
As someone who does live in South Carolina, do you feel like this is resonating beyond environmental circles?
I think, you know, we all drink water, and we take it for granted in the United States that what comes out of our tap, that someone is working to keep it clean. We do think of there being a background of protection, and we take it for granted.
Some states are counteracting the Trump administration's overhaul of environmental protections by passing policies on a statewide level. Is this an effective strategy?
Well, it's a good thing to see. Of course, in 1972, Congress was faced with states that were doing a hodgepodge of protections. And the hodgepodge really doesn't work if your goal is to have a national floor of protections. So if you have a national floor, you're setting a level playing field for the states. And it prevents states from looking at their neighbors and saying, maybe if we had slightly weaker laws, we could attract more business. And water, of course, goes across state lines. So that national floor and the uniformity it provides, it's good for public health, and it's frankly good for business, so they know what to expect.
As someone who devotes your life to protecting the environment, how does this cumulative impact feel for you?
I think it's a little, frankly, a little disappointing and frightening as someone with children who grew up enjoying these kind of protections and seeing the economy of the United States prosper even as we had environmental protections. It's really disappointing to see that being thrown out the window and our families be exposed to more pollution as a political favor, essentially. So it's disappointing, but, you know, that's why I do what I do, and a lot of folks do what they do, is it's time to stand up and to insist that the laws be followed and that our environment and our health be protected.
Blaine Holman is a senior attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center. Blaine, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.